Ralphie Radio Show. The fallout continues from yesterday's announcement by the Penn State University Board of Trustees. Of course, the university president and beloved football coach Joe Paterno both fired yesterday by the Board of Trustees. And obviously a huge PR battle, amongst other things, ahead for the university. To talk about it, PR expert and managing editor of the Daily National, Mr. TJ Walker. TJ, as always, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
So interim coach Tom Bradley has been named. There's been an interim president named as well. In your opinion, what's the next step here for Penn State in non-football related matters? Obviously, they have a big game against Nebraska this Saturday, but I think that's the least of their worries right now, correct?
Yes, the good news for them is that they did act relatively quickly. A lot of people were worrying that they were going to let Joe Paterno coach another game, possibly to the end of the season. That really would have created a permanent black mark on their record. And that sends a message to the rest of the world that, hey, football is not the most important thing in the world. Little boys being molested is a bigger issue. Now, unfortunately for the university, when people see these riots and students acting like hoodlums turning over media vans, it does send a message that these people are a bunch of clowns who really care more about football than actual learning or being a part of society or a member in good standing of a community.
And that's another huge PR issue I think they're going to have to deal with as well. We're talking with PR expert and managing editor from the Daily National, TJ Walker, here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, a lot of those students rallying last night at the State College campus over the firing of Joe Paterno, a man who allegedly knew about the actions and kind of, in a sense, didn't do as much as he could. He even admitted that regarding his former defensive coordinator, Jerry Sandusky, and now the alleged over 40 counts that are being waged against Sandusky, everything from endangering the welfare of a child to sexual abuse and the whole nine. So, I mean, how does Penn State even begin to go about erasing those images that we saw last night on television, TJ?
They've got to be more transparent. They've taken a good first step with the firings, but they need new people brought in with a thorough investigation to figure out what did people know. Is there anyone else left in any position of power who knew and who didn't scream bloody murder? When you find out about something like this, whether it's from a friend, a colleague, a work associate, you do have a higher duty, a higher responsibility to the community than simply protecting a friend.
TJ, last question. Do you think this affects enrollment for State College moving forward these next couple of years?
Well, sure. When you're a school like Penn State, which does have a good reputation within the state of Pennsylvania. I was born in Pennsylvania, full disclosure. But let's face it, a lot of people go there because they're big Joe Paterno fans or they're big football fans. Right. So if that is your reason for wanting to go to a school, you just lost that reason. So that is going to affect them. But if you're only losing people who are going to school because of football, maybe that's not such a big loss after all.
Excellent point as well. He is the managing editor of the Daily National and public relations expert, TJ Walker. TJ, as always, thank you for the 411, sir.
Thank you, Ralphie.